Welcome back to the Hot to Best Daily Pick Show here for Tuesday, February 27th. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. Got a couple of games I want to take a look at here for Tuesday night. We'll jump into those in a second. Before we do, looking back to Monday's card, recording this as this game is getting going. So don't have the results for that NC Central one quite yet. But as always, check the YouTube community tab with a link to the website down below to see the full results for that one. And while you're over on the website, take a look at the computer model picks up there as well. Obviously got college basketball matchups for everything going on every day. The NBA and NHL seasons in full swing, UFC up there, horse racing picks as well. So go take a look at that over on the website. And if you haven't already joined the Discord server, click that link as well down in the description. Go join over there. It's absolutely 100% free to join. You get my recommended unit size for all of my picks and get to take place with all the other great Discord that happens over there. So if you haven't joined, click that link down below, join today, and let's jump into today's show. Now we're heading straight for some late night Mountain West action here on today's card. Nevada takes on Colorado State. For Nevada, coming to this game is the 81st overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking. Colorado State is the 90th overall team. And obviously both these teams have had success this season. The Mountain West as a whole has had a ton of success. But Nevada here, the last few weeks, the last probably month of February, has looked very good. I mean, they've only lost one game out of their last seven and, you know, come off of a very good win on Friday night against San Jose State. I mean, overall, no matter who it's been, opponent-wise, Nevada has been playing great basketball. Obviously got the win over Colorado State in the first meeting at home. They've shot the ball well. They've defended well. Hard to hate on this Nevada team too much, but the same in a lot of regards can be said about San Diego State. And while they do come into this game with losses in their last two to New Mexico and UNLV, certainly, again, you know, not easy opponents, and both of those on the road. Obviously, Colorado State has been a juggernaut at home this season. Their only loss coming against St. Mary's early on there in non-conference play. But while they've both been good offensively, I think Colorado State could struggle a little bit on the defensive end of the court in this game. Nonetheless, though, the model does still like Colorado State at home in this one, a 3.9 favorite for them coming into this game. As far as the books go, we opened at 4.5. It's already come up to 5.5. Currently, not a huge edge, only a 1.62% edge towards the Nevada plus 5.5 line there. But I do really like this Nevada team this season. I've always loved Steve Alford. And overall, they have just kind of found their stride here as of late. Granted, not going to be an easy opponent. Certainly not going to be an easy place to play here against Colorado State. But I think even on the road, it's a Nevada team that keeps this game close. I'm taking them plus 5.5. Here in this one. Now for another late one in the Mountain West, San Jose State takes on San Diego State. For San Jose State, coming to this game is the 205th overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking. San Diego State, the 78th overall team. Overall, obviously, San Diego State has been one of the top teams in the Mountain West. Offensively and defensively have looked very, very good. San Jose State, on the other hand, only two conference wins, both of them coming up against Air Force, have struggled on the defensive end of the court, but they've been all right offensively and actually shoot the ball a little bit better from the perimeter than San Diego State. For San Jose State, hitting 35.2% from three, San Diego State only 32.1%. And even though they lost in the first meeting at home against the San Diego State team early on in January, it was only a 3-point loss at that. And while they've had, some bad performances, certainly against some of these top teams in the Mountain West, it's a San Jose State team that I'm not completely out on, even if they only do have two conference wins on the year. The model obviously does like San Diego State a lot at home in this one, a 13.66 favorite for them coming into this game. And obviously 21.5 points is quite a few for a conference game. But at 12.62% edge is a San Jose State team that I do like in this matchup. Again, defensively, they're not good and could certainly have some struggles slowing down this San Diego State offense. But they've been decent on the offensive end of the court. I think they make some shots in this game. And I don't think they get blown out, at least not 21.5 points worth. Taking San Jose State plus 21.5 against San Diego State.